Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Aimless Babble Z, Ubisoft E3 2016 press conference. Garrett Reactions. I'm Ticketmaster, joined by
RPG Maniac 05,
Trapticle,
and the Gamer 812.
All right, so yeah, another by the numbers. What did they talk or stuff they did and stuff they showed? They started off with a really weird "Don't Stop Me Now." Ubisoft is always like weird to be in their conferences with like some dance montage. And this time it was like a Queen, "Don't Stop Me Now." Gamer was like, "Yep, this draft person."
It was weird because she started off with like, "Oh, this is, we're gonna talk about the Orlando shootings," and then there's this giraffe on the like her right. It's like, I can't take this seriously.
They said something about like the universal support they showed last year or something, and like announced it for coming to NX next year. And I think in parentheses because I was just like, yeah, whatever, Just Dance. But then, like, she, like, said something about NX, and I caught it, and, like, it said something at the bottom of the screen. I was like, but then I was like, whatever, Just Dance. So it's like, whatever. If you have any interest in the game, you probably already know.
I guess it's just, like, 2017 is coming out this year for everything. And later, or, like, next year when NX comes out.
Then we had a lengthy demo of Ghost Recon Wildlands, which is coming out March 7, 2017. So, yeah. 2017, the year of the video game, part two.
My birthday.
Because it's effing loaded. It's effing loaded. And unlike the previous year of the video game, where all the games got delayed, I think that was like 2014. Yeah, that's not gonna happen this time, so.
So it's like realistic expectations now.
Yeah, even like graphically and everything, like Ubisoft has been accused a lot of having these really amazing reveals, and then later you see it, it's like, it looks not as good. And now all their games look like, yeah, they could probably do that. And in fact, like, Ghost Recon, I don't think actually looked that good, right?
I didn't think it, because it looked like something you would see, like, years ago, kind of.
Yeah, it feels like bad. It didn't look bad.
It wasn't blowing me away.
Yeah, I think it felt like they clearly used all the power for, like, making the big world rather than actually.
Yeah, cause like that part when they're in the helicopter and they're like looking at the mountains, it's like, yeah, I know you guys wouldn't like say, oh cool, look at our landscapes, but if I'm playing this game, I'm not gonna be. I mean, maybe like the first couple of times, but after a while, it's like, it's just like whatever, like every other game, of like, oh, that cool thing that you see first couple of times, but then after however many times.
How was the demo? Cause I dozed off.
It was good.
It was cool.
It reminded me of
a lot of different games.
Really?
It felt like it was like part Mercenaries, the part where like you had to get the, you can either like kill the target or take them alive, and you could like go loud or go silent. So like the whole Ghost Recon thing of, or just like a lot of like third person games in the past, and like the like culmination of like having like some co-op in like a giant open online world.
Yeah, it's like if Division had vehicles and stuff that you could drive and fly around, and it wasn't all claustrophobic, like in on the streets and between buildings and stuff like that. And then, you know, they had their sort of scripted game chatter.
Did they have that again?
it was even worse this time.
No, it was worse.
It was more, the tone was different. Like last time they were talking about loot and stuff, right? And this one they're all talking about, it was like very serious, like in fiction type.
Because initially I thought it was just like the characters like chattering, but then I was like, wait, is this them doing simulated game that they did? Because they were saying stuff like Tango Down and taking off, and I was like, no one says these things when they're playing. It's, like,
it's funny, every time I see one of these, I kind of feel like it's like I kind of want that experience, but on the other hand, you know, to make this realistic, I think it would be cool if there was just the, like that last guy, Weaver, who was left in the base, if he was sort of, cause you always have that person in your group. He's sort of like the loose cannon and not like playing as seriously. And so everyone's running out, like it's really dangerous. And he's just in there, hang on. And you know, just blowing things up for fun.
Yeah.
It's like, that's realistic.
That going back.
And I think that is more entertaining. But on the other hand, sometimes I feel like it would be cool to have like a really serious, like role-playing group to play with in one of these.
He says it's incredible.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, we'll get to it. There's another one where there's like very obvious could be like that, but we'll get to it.
Yeah, I already said release date, March 7, 2017. So they said something about the, wait, no, that was The Division, never mind. That wasn't this game. but yeah, after this they showed, it was hilarious because it was like Trey and Matt from South Park, the creators, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, were like with some other developer, and they're just like on the couch talking about it, and they like, between like showing like bits of the game, they'd like come back to them and like be talking about stuff, and they were just like not serious at all, and just like shooting the shit. It was great. It was just like the best. It was just like, it was like 100% like the best E3 presentation like ever, because they were just like, and like they go back to the game, and like the game is just like hilarious because it's like South Park, and then like they didn't censor it like F and Microsoft did, so like you just had like Cartman dropping F-bombs, and it was just like the best. It was hilarious. It was just like, wow, that was great. And then like the whole thing when like they went to the trailer and like they were talking, they were just like ripping Marvel and like the cinematic universe. That was the best. That was like, man, I was like, man, this is like, this South Park bit is the best. So just like this presentation was like, wow, that was just the best ever. Like, it's like, even better than like Kevin Butler in like his awesome speech that one year. It's just like, it was so funny. Like, it was just hilarious. Like, that's how good it was. I was just like laughing every 10 seconds. So I was just like, wow, this is great.
I don't know if it's like I just outgrown South Park humor or what, cause like I was watching.
I haven't seen South Park in forever. So like, so like seeing it again, I was like, wow, this is, man.
Cause like I've watched like early South Park, like back a long time ago. But then it's like when I was watching this, I was like, I was cringing a bit. And then like, I mean, the whole franchise bit was pretty funny, but just like there was a lot of it I was just like, I don't know.
Your mom, like, I don't know. Your dad blinked your mom and you couldn't save her.
It's like, I don't
everybody's
know.
Mom blinked
her. Have I grown it? Like, I don't know. It was weird. But yeah, the franchise thing was pretty funny though. Like the whole reasoning behind their Civil War.
Yep.
But then they kind of hit DC like at the end when it was like, fine, so if you even get out of phase one DC comics.
And, like, and then like they're on the couch and they're like, yeah, Marvel even like came to us and they like wanted to take the name Sacred Butthole, but we didn't let them. So yeah, it's just great. Oh, that was the best. And then they said something about like, if you pre-order, the Fractured Butthole, you get Stick of Truth for free or something on PC. Yeah. Is it just PC?
No, because they said it's available for like all the.
That's what I was confused about. Because I was like, wait, you get it on PS4? Because I was like, I'm gonna pre-order this because I'm gonna get it and play it on PS4. So I will be streaming that. And they also said that it's coming out December 6, 2016. So that's cool.
December 4th.
Oh, December 4th. Okay.
It was six.
Yeah, I thought it was 4th.
No.
All right. Well, another thing they added was like gameplay changes. So it
I thought that was awesome because like grid based. I was like, oh, it's a RPG now. I was like freaked out. I was like, I'm getting this game. I was like day one. This is like day one. Like that was just like an awesome presentation. And then like all the changes I saw, I was like, it's grid based. And like yeah, that was like I was like, dude, this is it. And then Gamer like tweeted Game of the Show, and I was like, yep.
Yeah, Game of the Show so far for so me. Far. Like honestly.
Cause that's cool, cause like you can like, the way they interact with the characters, it was like you can like move them, they can push you, but then like when you push them into other stuff in the environment, it like does stuff, or you can push them into other characters in your party and like combo your attacks, that's pretty cool. And like I guess they like really up the farts, but I never played the first one, so I'm not sure what's up with that. And then, yeah, it just looks like the first one, but even better, so, Oh, also that part when like he's like, take a seat. Not that seat. That's blah 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 seat. I was like,
that's the kind of stuff that makes the games really fun. Like, they took sort of typical game things and then just, yeah, the humor on them is really good.
Alright, and then they showed The Division Underground DLC coming out June 28th, which we already knew from Microsoft thingy, and August 2nd for PS4, which we didn't know, but now we know. And then they showed a trailer for the Survival DLC, and the date was coming soon. Ooh, so maybe it's sooner than the Underground DLC, or not, who knows?
Yeah. Well, it's called Expansion 2, so probably not sooner.
The concept seemed cool, but then it was just I don't think it was in-game. It was just a...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think it said, like, in-engine something-something, blah, blah, blah. I could be wrong, whatever, but it's one of those. Because there's only, like, one agent, and he's, like, trying to survive. That was cool, so that was neat. But, yeah, I've yet to delve into, or will I delve into, the Division, so... And then it's like a really weird demo for this VR game called Eagle Flight, and it was just, it was weird, like, when you see shots of the people playing, because they're just, like, looking around, like, people with, like, VR headsets do, and, like, some of them were moving, some of them weren't. It was just, like, this is kind of weird to watch. And I was just like, this is weird.
It was really strange.
It reminded me of Stevie Wonder.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I didn't want to, like, tweet it, but I was like, this. I don't want to be that guy, but this is exactly what this looks like.
Okay.
And, like, it was hard to tell how they were playing.
Like, yeah, they had a demo, but, like, you didn't see, like, how, like, yeah, you didn't, like, see how they were, like, playing the game. There's just, like, their heads and their face, like,
it sort of felt like they were steering with their heads, but they had controllers, and it was weird.
It was 3v3, and, like, I can't kind of, like, understand the whole, like, capture the thingy and then get it back to your thingy, because there's multiple parts, places in the map where the thingy spawns, so I was like, whatever, so. Star Trek Bridge Crew, that looked cool. I was like, this is like, I think back in the day when we did, like, Once Upon a Time, like, games, Dream Game games, and I was like, dude, if you did, like, a bridge thingy, but, like, Mass Effect dialogue, but I guess this is, like, the next best thing. I mean, if it didn't have VR and, like, you could still play it, I'd be like, that could be cool, because, like, you just, like, yell at your friends and, like, be on the bridge. It's like, I said, shelter up! Why aren't our shelter up?
That's my bad.
So you have, like, the captain, engineering, tactical, and I think the pilot seat? Are those the four?
Helm, yep.
Yeah, okay, so those are, like, the four spots on the bridge that you get to choose. And they have to work in unison to do stuff. And they showed the... It's pretty cool, like, they showed the, like, different people from different series or movie playing it, and then, like, stuff happened in their playthrough. Klingons came in, they did their job, and they got out of there, so that was neat.
So this is the other game I was talking about, where it's like, it would be cool to have, like, a really, like, role-playing type group to play it with.
Yeah, the thing with this one was, like, it was, like, you're all in the same virtual world, so it's like, you can look around and see the other people that are there, and then...
Yeah.
But it's like, you're playing it from your perspective, so I thought that was neat. So that'd be cool if other games did that.
Yep. Apparently it's, online, so...
Ooh.
And it supports PlayStation VR. Or it will be on PlayStation VR, so it's like...
Are there, like, headsets? Like, how does that work? Because, like, I know with the local one, it's like you can all hear each other because you're, like, within earshot. But, like, for online, then...
There's a mic in the headset.
Yeah.
Is there? Oh, like,
yeah.
Like, I read an impression piece earlier today, and they said, like, VR or online might be better because when you're playing the game in the same room... And you don't, if you're not, like, physically in the locations of the people, like, in the virtual space, it's weird to hear, like, a person virtually speaking to you from one direction, but, like,
but they're, like, on the opposite
side of you or something.
In reality,
hear them as well from a different direction, yeah.
And then also, Eagle Flight and Bridge Crew didn't have a date, but I'm guessing they're probably this year, so.
Bridge Crew, it said October, I think.
Oh, dude. I didn't see a date when they showed it, so I wasn't sure.
I think both of them were shown for, basically PSVR's launch.
Okie dokie. And then we had RPG's game, or maybe not right now, after that, for Honor.
Nah, they dropped the ball on that release date. It's like, well, there goes that.
Also in 2017, February 14th, Valentine's Day, they showed a gameplay demo, and they built, like, the world, so apparently there's, like, three factions after, like, I guess society didn't really die off, but they're just, like, trying to survive, but then they just kept fighting, and you had the Vikings, the, knights, and samurai people, so, like, a three-way battle for survival, and a fourth faction, kind of, maybe, that just keeps, you know, keeps them going. It's like, oh, you want peace? Haha, let me do something to make you out of peace.
I think the fourth faction was, like, the actual villains. whoever she was, that lady.
And there's a demo, or, like, they played this demo where you're the Vikings going to the Japanese, or, I'm sorry, not the Japanese, the samurai faction, and then, wrecking their shop. So, that was... Yeah.
They were definitely Japanese. They were speaking Japanese.
I was just about to say, they were speaking Japanese, so I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, when it started, I was like, why do the Vikings speak English? What do Vikings speak?
Speak Viking, obviously.
Because the Japanese were speaking Japanese.
They probably speak English when you're playing as them, too, as for, like, an understanding kind of thing.
Well, it was funny because he was speaking both at the end. when he's taunting the Viking Raider. He's speaking Japanese and then saying kind of the same thing in English.
I just want to say, was he just translating for himself? He's like, you won't understand me.
it looked different, I think, than I expected.
Yeah, last time I showed it, it seemed like it was a PvP type game.
Yeah, and it also seemed like sort of the melee combat was going to be, you know, very involved. And it kind of was in the demo that they showed, but only with like sort of boss or mini boss type characters.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of like lesser characters.
Yeah, because it started out and I was like, oh, this is a Musou game. And then it's like, oh,
yeah,
it's like mostly a Musou game until you get to the commander type enemies.
They're all Musou games. Musou games for everybody this year.
And there was a part when they had to like scale this wall thingy and he was like dodging the stuff that they were throwing at him as he was climbing it. So I guess there's different sections as you're sieging a different faction's outpost, holdout, whatever, headquarters. Yeah. Stronghold. Yeah. Lair, what have you.
Those things.
Those things people build and live in.
Things.
Then we had Grow Up, the sequel to Outgrow the name of that game?
Grow Home.
Coming in August, and they showed a gameplay trailer, and I was kind of, I don't know, I guess I was like kind of fading out because I don't remember it, so, yeah. But there's that if you enjoyed Grow Home.
You're welcome.
And then they had a really weird, like, mashup game of, like, Trials of the Blood Dragon, which is a mix between Trials and, like, the Blood Dragon aesthetic of the Far Cry Blood Dragon game. So it's, like, 80s retro sci-fi weirdness of, like, that era mixed with the Trials gameplay. So that was neat. I thought that was a cool trailer, though, because it's, like, the whole... They, like, just really get that whole feel and vibe of that era and, like, just hit it 100%.
Their Available Now game.
Yeah. Yeah, they said available now, but then like, well, after this conference, so you don't like, you know, leave and go play it, or stop watching the stream and go play it. So yeah. And then there's like a weird, weird part when it's like, Assassin's Creed, but there's no game this year. Let's talk about the movie and show a clip of stuff. That was just like, why is this even, I like tweeted that, I was like, why is this even here? This doesn't fit the, I mean, it's Assassin's Creed. I mean, it's a Ubisoft property, but I'm here for games and not movies. So it's like, thanks for putting the, reminding me of the beyond time of the, Lost Planet movie conference that kind of called me out that one time of like, oh, we're gonna have this thing about Lost Planet movie and like spoil the game for people that haven't played it. That was weird. So, yeah. I mean, they didn't spoil anything, but that was just, why is this, yeah. Let's talk about how awesome Michael Fassbender is and thanks for making this movie and here's a clip. So, yeah. I guess if they can't, you know, make a game, they can just, like, promote the brand. Whatever. So,
Pretty much.
And then Watch Dogs 2 gameplay. Vertical slice. Looks like Watch Dogs, like I said last time I saw it. It's like, take it or leave it. I mean, if you have whatever your opinion of it is, of blah, 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 blah. Whatever your opinion is of it, I'm sure it doesn't change from seeing this.
Like it's less person of interest and more Mr. Robot.
What's Mr. Robot?
The sequel. It's like that USA show where he's hacking.
I've never seen it.
It's more like that. And plus you're playing that hacker squad thing of DedSec compared to you're just a standalone hacker guy.
Yeah, they also showed the thing of like the co-op where you can just like go to somebody and they'll be in your game. So like being the terrible way it was in the first Watch Dogs where it's like people will hack into your game and be like, oh, let me kill you, Or try to find me before I kill you, Ruining my fun, thanks.
You're welcome.
Unless it's in there, they just didn't show us, and it's like, oh, thanks Ubisoft, thanks for keeping that in there. Ugh. It's kind of weird, it doesn't feel as... I mean, it still feels like a Watch Dogs game, but like I wasn't as impressed as like I was the first time I saw like Watch Dogs and they had like that blackout and he like steals a car and gets away. Like in this one, he just like gets in the car and leaves, but then it's like, not super impressed or excited, but it still looks good, so.
I don't know, it's like gameplay-wise, it didn't look all that impressive to me. It just, because I mean, I guess like the hacking stuff was just like point and click and it just auto-hacked everything, so I guess, I don't know,
They're showing like it's like weird gigs. They showed some stuff like before they started that mission of like, well, now you can profile everybody and hack everybody, and the world's more open, blah blah blah. But then you get into the mission, and it's like you don't really need kind of like the problem with games like that, where it's like you have all these skills on the skill tree, but you don't really need all those skills.
You actually need them.
So there's like a cool, because it showed him doing like a non-lethal run through it. So I could see like why they would do that, because that's how I would play. But I wonder if there's like a trophy for not killing anybody. So unless there's no real incentive to play that way, because he had guns and then he shot the window and I was like, oh, okay, so they're doing, they just played it passive here and then just like ran through the window. So that's cool. I didn't expect that.
I would have to kill everybody.
And he had this taser gun that they talked about in the stuff they showed before E3 of like the 3D printed metal gun. That's a taser, or no? Those are two different things. I mean, he has a taser and he has like a 3D printed metal gun thingy. So I think he used the taser on like one of the guards. He did. So that was neat. So it's like, yeah, you can just tase people now. Hmm. And then we did. Oh, and then they said the release date, but already knew the release date, which is November 15th, 2016. And they ended on Steep, which is the new IP game, because they're like, new game, and it's Steep, and it's just a bunch of, it's a bunch of extreme sports stuff on a mountain, like, wingsuit, skiing, snowboarding, and you can, it's like, open, very open, like, it's a very massive looking game. There's like four peaks. It reminded me of SSX3, but like, only in the fact that there's like mountains, and then you go to the mountain and do stuff on the mountain. And there's like so many of them, and you can just like go wherever, but like way more modern version of that. And it's cool, like when he was, did he wingsuit into that one place where he saw the person? Oh no, he's like parachute gliding or something, and he's like, that person down there on the right, there's actual player as I'm going to the mountain, so. That.
It's GoPro, the game.
Yeah, a lot of GoPro camera angles, it was weird. Hopefully you can not have that be the default one, because I don't know if I'd like that.
That one's also coming out this year.
It is.
I think they said December.
I didn't see release date, so I was like, "Is it a release date?" So that would be really interesting if they like just showed it and it's this year. So I guess we'll see. Because I was under the impression it wasn't one, because I didn't have one written down.
I think I heard December at the end.
I'm gonna look it up now.
It was December.
Okay,
December.
I will do it too. Yeah, Steep ships this December.
That's crazy, then. Like, that's a Fallout 4, then. Someone did a Fallout 4. Like, oh, here's this game. It's out this year.
Totally secret.
Which is the way it should be, in my opinion. Because, you know, why would we show a game and be like, hey, 2018, or, hey, here's this game. Oh, got delayed. Whatever. Please be excited.
Sometimes it's like unforeseen circumstances. Games get delayed. It happens.
Huh. Did was there any info, did anybody see anything about, like, the PC Gamer thingy? Because I think that was something we're going to have to look up after.
Yeah, I missed it. Or I missed most of it, so.
Because that's basically it until the big enchilada later on.
I know.
Cannot wait.
Well, there's some stuff going up right now that I'm just casually seeing here. Apparently Severed, the Vita exclusive game, is no longer exclusive. Coming to Wii U and 3DS with cross-buy this summer. The guy who's been doling out most of the leaks from Microsoft and stuff says all he's got is Sony filed trademarks for Days Gone, Farpoint, and Death Stranding. That's all we know.
So it was sounding very generic.
Yeah, that feels pretty locked down. That's what I'm seeing here. Just Dance is up for pre-order for NX, the first NX pre-orderable game.
The console doesn't even have an official name yet.
Oh, did you see the Mass Effect 4 news?
No.
Main character's called Ryder.
Oh, I saw someone tweet it.
And the female is the default.
Nice.
They're saying it's coming out spring 2017.
Well, that's what I figured, but I'll wait for a release date in hopes of not jinxing it.
So, you know, overall, Ubisoft, was it exciting? Was it good?
It was good, but not exciting. It kind of felt like Microsoft, where it's like they showed stuff that they'd previously shown, but now it's like actually coming out, so. But like, it wasn't a letdown like EA's. Like, this stuff is like not even ready for prime time, but we're gonna show it, and we have no idea when it's coming out. So please be excited. I feel like
South Park was the highlight for me.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's like it was good, but it's like I don't want to say that it felt like an off year, because like all their stuff was like decent, but it's like it wasn't like, stuff they showed didn't excite me like the stuff I've seen in the past where it's like, ooh, this gets me excited, because it's like, I think everything was like a known quantity except for the VR stuff, which is like, eh, if I'm gonna get that. And then Trials of Blood Dragon, I think, was new, or I hadn't seen it before. Yep. And then Steep was like not, I mean, it's cool to have new stuff, but it's like, it wasn't what I wanted, but I'm not gonna complain. It's like, cause it's like they're still taking risks as far as like, you know, you never know what Ubisoft's gonna do next. So I guess in that regard, Ubisoft's still delivering, cause it's like, oh, well, didn't see that coming. But then it's like, now I'm just like in my brain of like, okay, well, what's next on like the list of like stuff I would want from them? So it's like, okay, I want a new Splinter Cell. And then like, hopefully years from now, a proper Rainbow Six game with story mode. So those are my two big things from then. And the RPG was like, please tweeted something about like Prince of Persia. You know it. And then we all want it to be true. Maybe they're saving it for Sony. Beyond Good and Evil 2. Yeah. Who knows? That would be amazing. But yeah, it's kind of like Bethesda, where it's like, except the opposite of like, where there was stuff that they were showing that was like new that I was like interested in. It's like the stuff that they showed was like stuff I was like, eh, whatever. I mean, South Park, I have it and I haven't played it, and like after like seeing this, I'm like, okay, I'm totally playing it. And, like, the new version looks like way better as far as like the improvements on the current version. So that's me pumped. Ghost Recon's I was already pumped on, so it's like to see it in action, it's like, okay, that's really good. And then, like, they said single player or co-op, so, like, now I know even if I'm the only one that gets it, I can just, like, still enjoy it. So, that's my, like, I guess, even though it's not Splinter Cell, it's, like, my tactical stealth predatory neutralizing bad guys game this year. So, oh, it's next year, so never mind. It's 2017. Mm-hmm. Dang it. Ah, curses. That's the other thing. It's like, man, 2019. Jeez. Like, what is this year? This year on their thingies, like, because Gen Stance was 2017, Ghost Recon was 2017. South Park this year, so I guess I'll get that. Division, I don't even care about that game because Destiny. The VR stuff, I'm like, on because VR, still unproven. For Honor, it's not on my list because it's, I mean, there's nothing against For Honor, it's just that, yeah, it doesn't hit the spot with me anywhere. So, same thing with Grow Up. It's like, okay, I haven't played the first one. Maybe if I play the first one, I enjoy it. Yeah. And then Assassin's Creed was a movie, Watch Dogs 2, we already know how I feel about that game, and then Steep isn't SSX3. I mean, it could be, so I'll give it a shot, if it's, like, amazing and people are just, like, gushing all over it. That being said, I can't really trust the general consensus on, like, the internet and, like, how they feel about games or, like, the general public, so, yeah. Like, I can't, yeah. I'm in the minority all the time, so it's, like, I can't, like, when people say, like, gushing all over something, it's, like, I play it, I'm, like, yeah, i.e. Dishonored. I mean, it was good. I mean, but it wasn't that good. Or as amazing as people were saying it was. So it's like, you know, it's crapshoot. So, you know, it's like, there's nothing here that, like, gets me, like, super pumped. But overall, like, that being said, it was, like, they did a good job. It wasn't, like, terrible. And, like, the stuff they shared looked fine. So it was fine, yeah. If I had to grade it, I would give them, just like Microsoft, a solid B. Because nothing was missing. Or nothing was, like, oh, this is a disappointment. Or, like, there's no, like, negatives there. So it's all positive, all positive. But like they said at the end, like, 30th anniversary, if you just keep doing this for 30 years, and we can just... I forgot what he said, like, Iggy Mont said something forward. And I was like, oh, this guy's cool. But Iggy Mont's always cool. He's, like, such a goofball. He's, like, always, like when they had, like, the Wii back in the day, he'd just, like, be out on stage playing, like, Wii Fit games. It was great. I'm gushing all over Ubisoft right now. I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop. Everybody else talk.
Some of his statements at the end seemed related to, did Universal trying to buy them out?
Yeah.
Just talking about freedom and moving forward with freedom. And I was like, whoa.
RPG, how'd you feel about the Ubisoft press conference?
I mean, it was alright. It wasn't anything spectacular, but it wasn't bad, so. Only one more conference to go. So, we'll see. We'll see how this all ends.
Hey, you never know, that Nintendo Direct could have some like Sonic game, and you'd be like, Sonic.
They're not announcing anything. If they're Nintendo thing, it's just them streaming games that people already know about. So, yeah.
Never seen an RPG. It's E3 time.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see it. So.
Oh, you know, I'll be like, yeah, showed you. Uh-huh. I told you. Or I hate to say it, I told you so, but I told you so.
You don't hate to say it at all.
How did you feel about the Ubisoft press conference, gamer?
It was alright.
All right, so that's consensus about the Ubisoft press conference. It's alright.
It was alright.
Yeah. Guess I'll go I gotta say they copy a Sacred Butthole on PS4 now.
They've got the right group now to do that show. Like, they do a pretty good show.
Yeah, Ishitaya is awesome.
Yeah, like, I don't think any other press briefing group has been able to pull off things like when she went up and then sort of the DedSec thing happened on the screen. Like, it seems kind of believable. Like, even though you know it's totally scripted, it's like, it seems sort of believable. And all other ones, when they do stuff like that, they feel very hokey.
Yeah, and then, so like, Ubisoft's the freedom that they give, yeah. like, the South Park creators, especially, like, the part where he said, like, he did that Kanye thing, and I didn't know it was a Kanye thing. He's like, if you guys know it's a Kanye thing, that's, like, that's great. That is great.
Wait, if what's a Kanye thing?
I don't know, he's like...
I laughs. Yeah, because, like,
cause that's that, like Kanye the guy interviewing them.
To, yeah. It's about his mom going to heaven, and then they totally ripped Kanye on it. I was like, oh, yeah. My God.
That's really funny.
Because I was just so confused.
He's just like, it's a Kanye thing. It's a Kanye thing. You guys know if you know. And he's like, whatever. It was great. And then like the whole part, like how it opened with like the South Park game of like made with snowdrop or whatever that engine's called. And then, like he thought it was like I appreciate like was even fooled. He's like tweeting, oh, this isn't a Tom Clancy game at all or something.
I was just joking about the Purge thing because I like the way they started the trailer. I was like, huh, this isn't the Purge game at all.
Or how they're always just like super satirical about other games and stuff when they're up there for the South Park games. It's just so funny. They're just like, oh, it's gonna have super like partying in it, just like whatever game was before them. I think Ghost Recon. I was like, oh, they're poking fun at their own developers. Wow, that was great.
It looks like South Park Stick of Truth, which is the first game, is gonna be on PS4. So maybe that's the version that you get when you pre-order.
Well, yeah, it said you get it free, so.
Well, that's what they said.
I was just confused, because, like, they had the box, but the box was the PC version, so I was like, do you get the PC version free? Yeah. Well, time to pre-order my copy of South Park.
That's cool.
So let's see, I guess Sony's next, and we'll dig up any news we can on the PC. whatever it was called, because none of us saw it. And report back later.
Well, that's because it was, like, happening during our impressions from the Microsoft one, so... Because it, like, happened, like, right after.
Was it only an hour long, though? Last time it was like, super long and super late at night.
Well, I saw people...
It was still going?
It stopped early.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't watch this year, because last year they went on for, like, 5 hours or something like that.
It was really long.
Just out of it. I wonder if they did it better this year?
I don't know when it ended, but it was like Ubisoft was starting and it was still going.
And Ubisoft was long too.
It felt long. It felt long.
2 hours maybe?
So I was like, I am kind of dozing off here on Steve. They're still talking. Must be like, willpower.
You think, Sony destroyed like how conferences are now shown because they did that super blow you out of the water announcements, and we're just expecting too much.
I think they just raised the bar so high, and our expectations are like now super high. But then like everybody else is playing it safe, so it's like you know, nobody else is like really living up to that except for Sony. So it's like it's up to them every year on them to like, can they? It's like they set the bar really high, so it's like now the pressure's all on them to like, can we every year do what we did with the Trinity and like at least hit that mark? Because
that bar is impossible. I mean, like. If you think about if Microsoft hadn't gotten leaked basically entirely.
Oh, that's true.
But then on the other hand, like they also didn't have, you know, like the reason that the E3 of Dreams worked was because those games, not only were they, we didn't know about them really, it was also what those games were. Like those games had reached sort of this mythical status where it's like, you know, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Everyone wants it, apparently, but, you know, they had said it's not going to happen, and we had sort of accepted it wasn't going to happen. The Last Guardian, you know, we'd heard about it for so many years, and the rumors kept coming out, oh, it's canceled, it's canceled, it's canceled, and Sony keeps saying, it's not canceled, it's not canceled, it's not canceled, and it's like, well, obviously Sony has interest in not, you know, letting that die, so of course they're going to say it's not canceled. And then Shenmue 3, you know, that was also, it's like, it was a shame that it was on Dreamcast and that system died and Sega started doing other stuff. And so Shenmue was just sort of over, you know, that's not going to happen. And to have all three of those come back, like, that's why it worked. And, you know, Microsoft, I don't know that. I mean, I guess they do have properties where they could do that, but maybe not to the extent.
Oh, time out, dudes. I'm looking at Sacred But Whole on the store, and there's a gold edition that has a season pass. So this game is a season pass.
Mm-hmm.
So just be warned, because we know how that goes usually with games. Because I was like, oh, there's two versions here, and I didn't know which one to pre-order. And now I'm like, I don't know if I want to spend $90 on this game. But then I want to get the game, but I don't want to get the non-gold edition.
It's like a
non-gold edition.
They had a DLC option with Stick of Truth, but they never had anything. So that was kind of weird.
Hmm.
I would just get the base game and then just wait for whatever they're going to add. But doesn't the gold edition come with the game?
Yeah, it does.
Stick of Truth?
Oh, no, it says if you pre-order it, you get Stick of Truth.
Oh, so any edition gets it. Okay.
It's like the Dishonored thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just get the $60 one so I can play Stick of Truth right now.
Wait, do you get it right now?
I don't know. Yeah,
they said during the conference if you pre-order it, just like it'll be available to you like now.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I think digitally it.
Digitally, yeah. Like if you do it in the store, you just have to wait until you get the copy from the store.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
Time to put some money in my wallet.
Sure you're not going to wait for Sony before you actually
Tropical,
make purchases.
I can just put more money in my wallet. It's fine.
Okay, no. Not saying.
I don't know, guys. Just refill my with money. I feel like...
I think I feel like we're setting
you're just setting yourself up for disappointment.
No.
It's like, that's what I'm thinking.
That's why E3 is so awesome, because like, there's like at least one good conference every year that's like reaffirms you're like... You're like, oh, this was going to be an awesome year, and like it turns out, like, or this is going to be an awesome E3, and like at least one conference of like all of them delivers, like, oh, that's awesome, it's awesome stuff.
I mean, I think it's going to be pretty easy for me to be satisfied with Sony, just because, like, yeah, I'm interested in PlayStation VR. That is, you know, maybe not at the conference, but it's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of VR stuff there. So that is like one, and then. They just, you know, there's lots of studios that have done really good stuff under the first party banner, and we don't know what many of them are doing. So very easily, I think they could do surprises. Unless, and this makes no sense at all, they're just keeping those studios around, paying the employees money, and like, oh, they're not doing anything. They're just, hanging out, riding along on the, train that is the PS4. Yeah, I don't see that.
I don't know. This, we'll see.
We'll see.
So,
I do doubt that they can match the E3 of Dreams. Like, come on. Really? Like, what is left to make that kind of...
Well, it wasn't even just
Agent,
Sony last year, though, because I mean, in
Mag
2, all of the conferences last year were, like, pretty good. But this year, it's kind of
Japanese
just been, like...
Game. I can't think of it right
it's
now.
Kind of just been not...
Shenmue 1 and 2 in HD.
I guess that would be cool.
Or some, like, a new obscure first-party game, like a new Battle Arena Toshinden or a new Siphon Filter. It's like, believe, Tropical. This is no time to be doubting. Jeez. We're hours away.
You should doubt.
You don't doubt the hype of E3 or the magic.
Agent would be pretty crazy. That would be like, because that's one of... You take vaporware games and you turn them into real games, and that's how you make an E3 of Dreams.
I don't know, man. Considering how E3's been going so far, I wouldn't get my hopes up. I wouldn't get my hopes up.
I've actually been totally fine with the conferences so far, except for EA.
Yep.
Like, Microsoft felt pretty solid to me. Ubisoft felt pretty solid
to me. I mean, not like in a matter of them being bad. I mean, just like, there wasn't like, it wasn't just like, I don't know. It wasn't like Megaton or like anything like super exciting. It's just like stuff you'd expect and kind of just like normal.
There's...
It wasn't like I don't know. I just feel like it's been just like a pretty routine E3 this year, in my opinion. So it's like, I wouldn't get my hopes too high.
You know, like I felt like last year was pretty routine until the E3 of Dreams at the very end. That Monday night when I was sitting in my bedroom and it was just like, speechless. Like, I don't, this is crazy. It's like, that's real?
that's real?
That's how everybody felt. That's how everybody felt.
I don't know.
I'm trying to find a tweet I saw someone saying, like, that the Xbox Scorpion is just, like, Microsoft's restarting of the console generation because they're so far behind.
I think that's what it is.
Yep.
But they're hedging their bets. It's like, you know, if this doesn't work, we will be totally screwed, so we also have to push the Windows 10 thing. Yeah, you release two consoles to commercial failure. You would be screwed. So it's like, you know what? We won't even tie it with the consoles. You want the console? Fine, we have the console. But you can also play it here. Alright, I think that's enough for Ubisoft and random aimless E3 stuff afterwards.
Oh, also they had the, did I say they had like the 30th anniversary costumes for Division for free?
Nope. You did that.
They have, one for Wildlands, Ghost Recon, Splinter Cell, and, Rainbow Six.
I want an Assassin's Creed one.
I was kind of angry because I was like, Division. Man, I kind of want to play this game just to have those skins because they look so cool. But I was like, I don't want to play this game, so that sucks.
You don't want to.
I want skins. Ah, curses. Maybe they can put
I'm
them
just
in some other
build my base.
Ubisoft game I can play them with and
finish the single player and then I'll be done.
It's really weird. It's like, you would think they'd do something more substantial, but whatever. Maybe they're saving it for Sony. Mm.
I love how you're hedging all your bets on this.
I was just about to say, it really is. It's just like,
that's how you set yourself up for disappointment.
It's like, hey man, I need at least one megaton or something.
They didn't show any Star Wars games. Well, it should be at Sony. Mass Effect and Andromeda. Man,
hey,
I've had
two of my most wanted already. It's just, I'm in like wish and surprise now. And it's like, you know, I'd like to not be left hanging, that's all I'm saying, so.
you should probably, like, temper your excitement.
Never temper your expectations for E3 RPG, which
you probably should.
Never.
Like I said, this E3 so far hasn't been anything, like, spectacular, so it's like, I wouldn't hedge all my bets on Sony, because they might end up doing just, like, a pretty normal E3 without anything exciting, and you'd be like, well, that was it. Oh, man. And then, so, I don't know. I just don't think it's going to be what everybody's expecting. But we'll see. We'll see.
They're going to deliver. I'm like, yeah, who's wrong now? Who's wrong to hedge all their bets now? Yeah. Just like, whatever we're talking about, I completely forgot about it, and you said not to do that. And I was like, I'll show you, and I completely forgot, so I'll have to re-listen to this.
Well, yes. But no, it's fine. Like, I would rather be, like, pleasantly surprised and, like, getting my hopes up and then just, like, womp, womp, womp. And it's like, ah, got all excited for nothing because it's basically just normal stuff. So, we'll see.
Normal stuff? What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you know, just, like, your normal E3 stuff. Just, like, follow up from last year and a couple of trailers for things that are already being released this year, that kind of stuff. Nothing like, hey, we got a bunch of new IPs coming, and this is happening, and this is happening, and all that kind of stuff. Don't.
Alright, I'll see you guys later.
Later. I think I'm gonna wait until after the Sony conference to buy South Park, because they might have some, like, deal or promo, especially since tomorrow's Tuesday, and they reset the store, so it's like, I think I'll just wait, and I can get, like, some sweet 2-for-1 or something, so, I've still put money in my wallet, though, because I know there's going to be something. Or, you know, I hope there's going to be something. That'll be delicious. Right now on the store.
Alright. I'm going to break as well, so I can be alive tomorrow. Or later. Sony ones tend to go long. They're very long.
Yeah. It's true, and it's already starting late, so I'm worried it's going to be, like, 2.5 hour long or something, and it's going to be, like, after midnight when they're done. It's like, oh, well... that was longer than
you guys
should
have
been.
Five?
Huh?
What? All right, well, we're going to take a break here at Aimless Studios and be back, hopefully conscious and alive, after the Sony conference. And you can just Google us on the internet, not on Twitter, because that's not how that works. Aimless Podcast, Aimless Babble Z, and until you see or hear from us again, we are now signing off.